In India, voting is underway in national elections, which last nearly 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks of campaign rallies and ballots in stages across the country. It's a festival-like atmosphere, and more tourists want to experience it. NPR's Lauren Freyer takes us on a new kind of tour that is popping up across India.
Villagers chant praise for an Indian cabinet minister as he wades into a crowd in a dusty lot between farm fields in India's most populous state, Uttar Pradesh. Local men climb a tree to catch a glimpse of the politician. Women in colorful saris fan their babies and applaud. To the side, there's another group of Indians who stand out in their designer sunglasses and Western dress. Rahul Navakar is an internet startup executive here with his 13-year-old son, Rian.
He dragged me. He wanted me to experience the elections.
He lives a very sheltered life. He gets from the house into a car which is driven by my driver, and he's never had this kind of an exposure.
You just said, Dad, hold my hand. This kind of big crowd is not something you've seen before.
He's not used to it.
I'm uncomfortable.
As India's economy grows, there are more and more people like Rahul and his son Rian, self-described urban elites, in a country where the rural poor still decide most elections. Two-thirds of Indians still live in rural areas. Voter turnout is higher here.
And I wanted myself to experience this, and I wanted him also to experience it.
So Rahul and his son joined this tour run by an Indian media company called First Post. The guide is a veteran political journalist, Ajay Singh.
As a reporter, I don't feel I saw something new, but they must have seen something new. Of course, they are not accustomed to it. So that was the whole idea.
The whole idea is to take Indians on a tour of their own democracy, to campaign rallies like this one in the rural heartland, and to the Hindu holy city of Varanasi, which is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's constituency. Suraj Kishore from Mumbai is shocked to find how tech-savvy rural voters are. It's shattered stereotypes for him.
There were live streaming happening on Facebook over here. Generally, as a society, we think rural India means they don't want to progress. No, it's pulsating. It's far more pulsating than urban India, who is happy with eating sushi. And I'm just right now filled with so much insights.
Such tours are happening across India, for foreigners too.
When we travel, we like to understand the country we're in.
Australian Maddie Bury, on an election tour of Mumbai, is learning about India's corruption problem through the personal experience of her guide, Balaji Subramaniam.
My experience, when I was 18, I was paid 200 rupees to vote somebody.
Oh, really?
And that was worth your while.
Not really, and I had no idea in those days what politics means.
Thousands of Hindus pray and ring bells on the banks of the Ganges River, the final stop on one of these tours. Kavita Sachwani works in finance in Mumbai. She says there are two Indias, and this tour gave her a taste of the one she doesn't live in.
I think it was a melting pot of very rich cultural, political, social, so many different experiences. It's overwhelming is one thing that I would say.
Nearby, a dock worker, Babu Sahani, watches as these Indian tourists from the big city light little oil lamps and set them afloat on the Ganges. I ask Babu if he thinks there are two Indias, his country and theirs. There's only one India, he says. But those people, I think they must be foreigners. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Varanasi, India.